Listening Library presents The Road to Memphis by Mildred D. Taylor. Read for you by Allison Johnson.
A fine new car. It was hot, Mississippi hot. Although it was October, the day was unusually muggy and sticky, and everything seemed to sweat. Overhead, the sky was thinly streaked in pale runner clouds that did nothing to block out the sun, and little stirred along the rusty roads and in the cotton fields. Most folks with good sense, and that included Christopher John, Little Man, and me, had found themselves a shady spot and settled there. Sitting in the mule-hitched wagon under the wide-spreading branches of a white oak at the corner of Soldiers Bridge Crossroads, we were thankful for the shade as we waited for the bus from Jackson to arrive. We were waiting for our eldest brother, Stacy. He was supposed to be coming home today. I glanced impatiently up the road.
Wonder what's taking that bus so long?
Neither Christopher John nor Little Man said a word, though I knew they were as tired of waiting as I was. Christopher John, alone on the wagon seat, didn't even bother to turn around and look at me. Little Man, in back with me, both of us perched on the sideboard of the wagon for a better view of the road, didn't look at me either. They both just kept gazing east up the road.
"Now this is just ridiculous," I grumbled. "Having to wait this long. Been here more than an hour. I could have been home. I got things to do."
Christopher John now glanced.